from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, happy Monday, Mike.
Yes, and you too. And we got some numbers out of China, some of which look reasonable.
Yeah, I have said that we will keep an eye on China data, and they had a big data dump towards the end of last week. And so, you know, we're seeing a continuation of this sort of theme of seemingly improving numbers out of the manufacturing and industrial sector, but evidence still of not enough trickle down into the consumer, into the household. So amongst the data released towards the end of last on Friday, industrial production, which at the headline level, it increased 6.7% in April from a year ago, which sounds pretty good. That was above expectations. They were sitting at 5.5%, and that's a big lift from the 4.5% gain for the same figure in March. Fixed asset investment, that's important for things like improving productivity. It rose 4.2%, which seems good, but it was a little below expectations. We're also seeing sort of continued strength in the PMI numbers out of China. Consumption, though, is sort of down in the doldrums. Retail sales, I mean, we know these are problematic in New Zealand and around the world. They rose 2.3% in China in April from a year ago. Now, polls on expectations there were sitting in sort of the high threes, so well below expectations. There's also a fall from a lift of 3% that was reported in March, so the momentum's going the wrong way. But sort of big picture, lift in activity and presumably supply in the manufacturing and industrial sector, but not much evidence of an increase of demand for the consumer. Surveyed unemployment rate, that's improving, fell from 5.2% to 5%. You've still got a big drag. I think you just spoke about the the property stimulus. It's still got a big drag on the economy from the Chinese property market. And property investment and residential property sales released at the end of last week, they're still soggy. New home prices have fallen for the 10th month in a row in April, and it's a 0.6 month-on-month decline. That's the sharpest drop since November 2014. And so the Chinese government recognising that over the week, and you've talked about the stimulus package from People's Bank of Japan. They've also announced other policy measures to support property. They've relaxed the mortgage rules. So, look, Mike, it's in our best interest to see a healthy Chinese economy. So we've got to keep an eye on and make sure, and hopefully it does improve.
And, Dean, we'll talk to Simon Bridges about that in a couple of moments. So What are we expecting this week? Because what I've seen so far is not, you know, setting me on fire.
No, lots of companies reporting, and local companies reporting results this week here in New Zealand. The lead-up into this has been a little bit sombre. It's not exactly uplifting. You know, I think you had earnings guidance, negative earnings guidance from Spark, although that was only small, but Fletcher Building wasn't great, THL. A couple more company announcements on Friday as well. And, you know, you always know when an announcement is released late on Friday that people don't really want to give it a lot of air, do you? Warehouse retail sector is challenging. We know that. They've had to backtrack on strategic initiatives, torpedo7themarket.com. Sales are tough. They're facing competition from the likes of Kmart, Mike. Kmart, a big competitor, and doing quite well. On Friday, Warehouse CEO, it was announced that Warehouse CEO Nick Grayson will leave effective immediately, which also tells you something. Chair Joan Withers saying that a change direction is necessary, need fresh energy to execute that. And I also think this does illustrate, Mike, that maybe some of the big salaries paid to listed company bosses actually includes a danger money component. Yes, you're here today, gone tomorrow. But perhaps a little more concerning, Mike, Contact Energy announced that they're revisiting options for future development of the Wairake geothermal field. They had plans for a thing called GeoFuture. It was a new plant that was due to come online in the 2027 financial year. Objective there to replace the fairly old existing Wairake geothermal plant. The problem here, Mike, is cost. Construction inflation, low New Zealand dollar, that's making your inventory from overseas more expensive. But Mike, when decarbonisation, energy investment, infrastructure investment are very much front of mind, that's a slightly worrying development.
Exactly. What are the numbers?
Right, so Friday closed with the Dow Jones just a smidgen, a little bit over the 40,000 mark. 40,003 was up 134 points, about a third of a percent. The S&P 500 closed at 5,303, which was up 6, and the Nasdaq just down small, 16,685. The FTSE 100 was down 0.22% on Friday, 8,420. The Nikkei down a third of a percent, 38,787. The Shanghai Composite, however, gained 1%. On Friday, 3154. The Aussies lost 0.85%. The ASX 200 closing at 7814, down 67. The NZX 50 down 28 on Friday, about a quarter of a percent, 11,699. One Kiwi dollar ended last week at 0.6130 against the US, 0.9159 Aussie, 0.5640 euro, 0.4826 against the pound, 95.29 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at a very healthy $2,415. Brent crude, $83.98. Mike, I'm off to Australia this week, so you won't see me tomorrow morning, but I will set my alarm specially early to talk to you on Wednesday and Thursday.
We will look forward to that. Go well, travel well. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.